Here is a test to find whether your mission on Earth is finished. If you're alive, it isn't. Richard Bach, Illusions. Introduction. This is a story. It's a story that changed my life and throughout history has changed the lives of many other human beings. This story has been told since the beginning of time. It has appeared in different forms in every culture and country of the world. But the essence of the story always remains the same. The story is about a hero who undertakes a courageous journey on planet Earth. The setting of planet Earth is an exquisitely beautiful one, filled with vast oceans, mountains, jungles, breathtaking coastlines, sweeping plains, and spectacular animals and creatures of every kind. And along with the beauty of the natural world, is all of the joy that is experienced by the human beings who inhabit it. But as the hero discovers, life is also very challenging for human beings on Earth. Growth is painful, from childhood to adolescence, adulthood, and eventual old age. And there are the experiences of physical suffering, poverty and grief, and eventual death for everyone. There is both joy and suffering on planet Earth, because this beautiful world is a world of duality, a world of opposites. There is an opposite side to everything. There's light and there's darkness, near and far, up and down, left and right, hot and cold. And these opposites are experienced at every level of life. There are friends and enemies, falling in love and falling out of love, security and uncertainty, wealth and poverty, bliss and despair. And in every human, there are positive and negative qualities. On planet Earth, everything has its opposite. And it's this world, with its equal potential for great joy, great love, great challenges, and great suffering, that you wanted to come to. It's you who wanted to come here and experience the adventure of living in such a beautiful but challenging place. It's you who were determined that there was no difficulty so great it would stop you from discovering the hero within you. It's you who wanted to take the hero's journey, for you are the hero of this story. You are not left unequipped when you undertake the hero's journey. You were born with immensely powerful abilities within you that would enable you to realize your dreams and overcome every trial, obstacle and challenge you would encounter. But in being born into the limited material world of planet Earth, your mind and consciousness became limited too, which meant you wouldn't remember your true nature and you wouldn't remember the powerful abilities within you. You would have to discover them for yourself. Only through completing the hero's journey and allowing your highest human qualities to arise within you will you finally become the hero. And then a new purpose will overtake your heart, to help those who are beginning their own hero's journey with everything you discovered on the path. I was born into a humble working class family in Australia. I didn't have any big aspirations in my early years because I didn't think big dreams were possible for me. But in 2004, my life